Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, good evening, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
On what?
It's a brief survey, sir, on issues facing the community. For example, my first question would be, sir, we would like to know, well, does anyone or does any member of you or your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Oh, okay, sir. Well, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in this general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote? Probably very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or you're not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
Yeah, I will vote.
You will vote? Okay, would that be definitely or very likely or somewhat likely?
Definitely.
Okay. Well, with which political party are you registered to? Would you say Republican? Democrat. Okay. What would you say is your main racial background?
I don't know. I was born in Argentina. I'm white.
Okay.
I don't know.
What would you say your age is?
You choose.
Okay. Would you say your
age? Say my age? I wouldn't like to say that.
That's okay.
I'm
74. Would you say... Oh, you sound very young. Moving on, sir. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or do you feel they're off on the wrong track?
That's a pretty general question. In what sense?
The survey doesn't indicate, sir. I was asking you, do you feel that things in Miami are going in the right direction, or do you feel they're off on the wrong track?
No, I think they are okay.
I'm sorry?
I think they are fine.
Well, from the following list, sir, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, affordable housing, corruption in city government, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, property insurance costs, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion? Any of those, sir?
Yeah, but in different order.
Well, which one would you say stands out the most to you?
Property taxes and crime.
Okay. No problem. Moving on, sir, we would like to know as well is, well, I'll be reading to you a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards each person, sir. If you don't know them or have no opinion, you can tell me as well. For example, Joel Carollo, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. What about Miguel Gabela? Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I don't have. I'm neutral.
Okay. Because you can as well say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Yeah, okay. Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Moving on. Christine King, would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Honestly, I don't know.
No problem. What about Manolo Reyes? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Unfavorable.
That be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat unfavorable. All right. What about Eileen Higgins? Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I don't know.
Well, you can as well say... No problem, sir. What about Francis Suarez? Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
What about Keon Hordemann? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I don't know him.
No? Okay. What about Damian Pardo? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Somewhat unfavorable.
No problem. And Raquel Regalado, would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Danielle Levine Cava, would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. All right, sir. Thank you for your responses so far. Moving on quickly. If the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, sir? Donald Trump, Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, Democratic candidate?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Moving on. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, Democratic candidate?
If the candidate for the Republicans is Trump, definitely Biden.
All right, sir. Well, let me go ahead and tell you that when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for offices, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. I'm just going to ask about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. I just want you to tell me after hearing each, indicate if you vote a yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. I'll be very quick. So the first one says, the first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. So if the election were held today, sir, would you vote a yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment, or would you vote a no against this amendment?
You know, the wording is always very confusing. If I say yes, I'm in favor of this unrestricted use of marijuana or not?
Yes, it's asking if you're yes in favor or if you're no against it, what I just read.
Yes, I am in favor.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Okay, moving on. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. So if the election were held today, sir, would you vote a yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment, or would you vote a no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Yes.
Yes in favor? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for your responses, sir. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Definitely. Moving on, sir. There may also be a City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. We're almost done, I promise. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost to City? Previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to City, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Well, if the election were held today, sir, would you vote a yes in favor of this referendum? Would you vote no against this referendum?
No.
No against it? Okay. All right, moving on, sir. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting no against it?
But when you said no against it, I'm saying I'm against that, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what the survey indicates, sir. Mm-hmm.
And the problem with these questions is that I'm for it for everything except the no bid condition. And this is the problem, that they mix everything in the same question, okay?
Oh.
So one can be for the development, but I'm not for a no-bid development, okay?
Oh, well, the survey doesn't indicate, or just ask if the election will help.
Well, but it's that's why I don't really like these questions being put in the polls, because they are misleading the public. Okay, go ahead.
I was just asking you, sir. You did say no against it when I asked you if the election were held today. Would you vote yes in favor of this referendum?
As long as it has the no bid condition, I will vote no.
No, against it. All right. Well, I was asking you right now, sir, would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting no against it?
Definitely, if it contains that wording, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, no problem, sir. Thank you for your responses. Well, I'm just going to give you some of the specific components of this Watson-Harper proposal. I just want you to tell me if you approve or disapprove. I'll be more specific. The first one says, creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Would you say you approve or disapprove that?
I approve of that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about this one? Allowing office space to be included, would you say you approve or disapprove that?
I'm neutral. I really don't care.
Because you can as well say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Okay. I somewhat approve.
Okay. What about reducing the overall amount of development? Would you approve or disapprove that?
No, I don't want to reduce the development, no.
All right. Did you say you approve or disapprove, sir?
I approve.
Mm-hmm. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. And this one says allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Do you approve or disapprove that?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Well, I'll be giving you a more detailed description of this Watson-Harper proposal. I'll be quick. We're almost done. Well, this proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Well, knowing this, sir, would you vote a yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Tell you the truth, I would have to study really that project because my concern is the no-bid situation, okay? And my second concern is what does it infringe upon the rights on the water, okay? I'm very concerned about water rights. If the development implies that it will infringe on the right of free passage in the waters around Watson Island, then I definitely will oppose it. But I don't know that, okay?
Yes, the survey doesn't indicate, sir, but you can as well answer, you can definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, you're leaning yes in favor, or you can say you're definitely voting no, probably voting no, or leaning no against it.
Well, as I told you before, if the wording includes a no-bid clause, then I definitely will vote no, okay?
Okay. No problem, sir. Well, regardless...
It all depends on what it says.
I understand.
Know what I mean? Okay.
Well, regardless of your position, sir, what would you say is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? Like, in your own words, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
About Watson Island?
What I just read, yeah. Mm-hmm. What is the one thing you like most about what you just heard in your own wording?
The marina space.
The marina space, no problem. All right, and moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well, well, from what I just read, well, what would you say is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard? What is the one thing you dislike most?
The no-bid clause.
The no-bid clause, I understand. No problem, your feedback is highly welcome. Okay. All right, sir. And moving on quickly, thank you for your responses. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson-Harper proposal, or would it make no difference?
Again, if it includes the no-bid condition, I will vote against whoever supports it, okay?
Oh, because your answers could be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, moving on quickly. Well, there is another proposal, sir, that could appear on your November ballot. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, sir, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco-adventure park. This proposal will authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for the city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum, or would you vote no against this referendum?
I would vote against the towers being built. Whatever that, you know, because it's hard to tell exactly what the wording is trying to get you to say, okay? But I am against the towers. Now, you interpret that as a yes or a no. I don't know. Depends on how that thing is worded.
Well, it does say this proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers.
Okay, then I will vote against.
Against it? Would you say definitely against it or probably against
it? No, definitely against it.
All right, and lastly, sir, well, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, meaning Watson Harbor and Jungle Island? Would you say you oppose both of the proposals on Watson Island, or you support the Jungle Island proposal but not the Watson Harbor proposal, or you support the Watson Harbor proposal but not the Jungle Island proposal, or you support both of these proposals on Watson Island?
So far from what I know up to now, I would vote against both.
Okay, no problem. Moving on. I'm just going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Biden.
Okay. Moving on, sir. Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
No, it's about right.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal, I would say.
Would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
No, somewhat liberal.
Okay. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's degree.
All right. Great, sir. Moving on. That concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you.